AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine here in Silicon Valley. Thank you for tuning in to tonight's radio show. Hand clap for you. We appreciate your listenership. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley Bay Area and around the world on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and online streaming if you want to listen live there on your computer. If you want to dial into tonight's radio show, you can dial in and chat with me at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220, and get your questions and comments on the air with me tonight. I want to talk about something interesting. Some of you here in the Bay Area know, and I want to say this to the women. This is about women. This is about the ladies. This is about power women tonight. If you are a power woman, this is the power woman. This is for you. And just so you know, you're all power women. You are all power women. And I'm in my master's program. I have 4 degrees. And this one is important to me. You know, women, we raise our children, we're the wife, and we're doing, and sometimes our education, we don't get to finish, or we stop to get married and to have kids and all of that. So my son finished his degree, his baccalaureate degree, a couple of years ago in the animation and storyboard industry, and I'm like, it's my turn. So now it's my turn, and I'm excited. I'm almost done. Gonna land this plane here soon, and have brought it home, and doing some powerful things in being a power woman in my power master classes. And so I had this assignment I thought was interesting. Every assignment is interesting to me because I try to apply it to my real world work experiences, whether it's my business, whether I'm working with SBDC clients. I am trying to take everything, and I've always been like this, anywhere that I've worked, from Illinois Department of Corrections to working for Department of Defense in Silicon Valley, to everything that I've done, I try to add value to my business acumen, to my world, to be a better support and benefit to you. And so I had this assignment I thought was interesting. I'm in this data analytics class. I like analytics. I like looking and analyzing things. And I've been looking at the Forbes billionaire list since 2001. When I became an entrepreneur, it was so much going on at that time. And it was exciting because Yahoo was changing hands in terms of the CEO, who was going to be the next CEO of the company. And it was the first time an African-American man became a CEO of a Fortune 500 company. And so that was Richard Parsons at the time. So I was very glued to what was going on in New York. It was all over the news. This was in February 2001. And so they'd been ramping up. And so there was a lot of media around this. And Parsons was really interesting. And that's another story, some things that I learned from him, just looking at how he approached becoming the CEO of AOL Time Warner, not Yahoo, I apologize, AOL Time Warner. And so the first African-American man to become the CEO, president of, or CEO of AOL Time Warner. And so it was really interesting times. And so you look at things that are unique, things are that kind of stand out, that kind of stood out. And I'm going to talk about women tonight because I want women to know that we belong at the table. Guys, I know that it may be hard for some of you to swallow, but we belong at the table, the professional table, not just the, I don't even know if I can say it like this, but not just the birthing table. Been there, done that. but we belong at the executive table. We belong at the boardroom table. We belong, we have answers and we have ideas and we have solutions. And I've often said that if you are in a meeting in that boardroom or that conference room and you don't have an answer, look at the woman in the room, look at the women in the room, they can help you out. So this data analysis, I had some choices on what company or what type of analytics I could look at. So they gave some choices and you could pick your own choice, but I really wanted to, when I saw Forbes on the list, I was like, I have to do the Forbes. I have to analyze this. I have to look at what this Forbes list looked like. And this was a 2016 Forbes list on the men who, a couple of things, the men who owned the world over the last 30 years from 2016 all the way back to what, 1987. And then the top 20 richest people in the world at the time. And what's interesting about this analysis was that the women, we have not changed our positioning. We're when you look at the, we're about 20% of, when you look at the billionaires list. So I always look at, okay, who's in the top 20? And it's been 20%, two women out of 20 men in that list. And it fascinates me, and I'm glad that we're on the list and we're in that top 20. But you know, I'm here to say that not only can we be in the top 20, but we can be. It's interesting to see, and for Forbes to publish, and this is from a woman's mind. I'm talking to you from a female woman's mind, and when I look at something like the man who owns the world over the last 30 years, I'm saying in 1987 to 2016, it's only five men, by the way, Bill Gates being one of them, Warren Buffett, Carlos Slim, you know, telecom and all of that, and in Yoshiaki, and so, but we're the women who own the world. Someone, I had to believe that, you know, if I'm looking at a billionaire's list of the top 20 in 2016, and you're doing the study of the last 30 years of the, in 2016, then we're the women who own the world. Where are they at on the list? Who influences the world at that time? And so, and I, myself, feel like there should be lists like this put together so women are participating in even broader studies, right? And I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce this name right. Takeshiro also was one of the five men who owned the world during this time. Bill Gates, 17 times leading on the billionaires list. Oh my gosh, that's insane. But who are the two women? Let's talk women in this analysis. So I broke all of this down, and I think my professor really found it unique because I focused on the women, and I focused on the women's potential. And Lillian Bittencourt, who, and you're always going to find a Walton. Walmart, Sam Walton did a lot. He built his business and passed it on to his kids. And that's what we want legacy. So we've got great women. And on the Forbes list at that time was Lillian Bittencourt. And we have Alice Walton on the billionaires list, so making up that 20%. They could have been the women who were considered, these are the women that owned the world in 2016, at least. And so I wanted to know, then I got to thinking. Once I started getting into the numbers, I started thinking. And why I'm talking about this tonight is because you need to know statistics, data analytics. And if you're a business owner, if you're a small business owner, you need to get granular on what your industry is doing, what you can do, what sets you apart, what radically differentiates you from everyone else, whoever you are, wherever you are, right? And so I got to thinking, I says, okay, so who was on the billionaires list in 1987 as a woman? I had to look at that. And lo and behold, Lillianne Bittencourt had, for the first time, made the billionaires list in 1987 when she arrived on the list. I thought, that's interesting. So amongst the men, they could have added the people who own the world, not just the men. And that's changing. I've got to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business and Finance Radio here in Silicon Valley. We'll be back.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Nice move, Ken. Thank you. Nice. I never know the music that he's going to play coming back into the show, but I like it kind of smooth, and he always brings me something special. Welcome back. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW and iHeartRadio here in Silicon Valley, Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. And so I'm on the edge with women tonight. Power women. Talk to me, power women. If you want to dial into the show and get your questions and comments on the air, dial 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220, and I'll get you on the air with me tonight. And we rebroadcast our shows on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. So if you miss it, or you just want to revisit and listen again, then you can listen on AM 1220 KDOW as well. So the women of 2016, Lillianne Bittencourt and Alice Walton, making the billionaires list, I am saying that in, you know, these are women that are also ruling the world, right? They are the women who are that's owning the world, as Forbes would put it. And we belong. And I don't know that I like the word owns the world. You know, there was a history, I think it was the History Channel that did the Men That Built America, which was fascinating. I watched all of it. I've watched it more than once. I think it's fantastic. Rockefeller, Vanderbilt, that's where you can Carnegie Hall, Ford, J.P. Morgan, Chase Bank, J.P. Morgan. Fascinating stories. And I like these stories because I get excited about stories because everyone has a story. Everyone has a story. And so, you're starting from somewhere. And so the women out there that you are working hard, you're putting in the hours, you're doing what you need to do to be fantastic. So let's talk about some of the fantastic women out there. I'm going to pull up Forbes billionaire list. Kim Kardashian made Forbes billionaire list 2021 this year. Forbes, Kanye West is on the Forbes list. So she has made it. Net worth is $1 billion. Last year was a little less. I think it was like $600 million. And then Tyler Perry, I know we're talking about the woman, but I couldn't, you know, newcomer. Tyler Perry has made the billionaires list as well. So kudos to you, Tyler Perry. But of course, it's not about me tonight, but I had to mention, I have to mention it. So first of all, let's talk about the world's Forbes is like the guru of lists. You got the billionaires list. They have so many lists. I'm amazed that they even have time to put out a magazine, and they put out their magazine like 8 times a year. So you've got the billionaires list, the wealthy, the America's richest self-made women. I'm going to talk about them in just a moment. Africa's billionaires, Australia's billionaires. And if you want a link to this particular Forbes site to look sports, guys, I think, you know, women, female, highest paid female athletes. Of course, when you look at that, you know, against the men in especially in basketball, oh my gosh, you know, they got to come up with the women's pay, you know, in these sports, in the sports world, especially basketball. I was not excited to see some of the numbers that I've seen over the last couple of weeks. It's kind of doing some digging. But America's, and I mentioned America's richest self-made women, self-made, we'll talk about that. But they, you know, they have all kinds of entertainment industry, 30 and under, 30 under 30. And I mean, there's so many lists, it's absolutely amazing. And so as I pick apart like this project that I was doing, I'm just analyzing this space, I started thinking that, you know, we need an annual magazine in our Small Business Concierge digital magazine that breaks down these lists, these Forbes lists, and an annual magazine that is just about women, professional women, you know, business women, business owners, small business owners and women that are thought leaders, that are juggling so many different things, and they are making it happen. They are changing what we once normalized as, you know, men going to work. Now we've got women changing the game, being the breadwinners, if you will, that these sorts of things matter all around the world. And America, we can be the leader in that. And I thought, wow, wouldn't this be interesting for us to have these conversations, to bring on women? In fact, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to bring on a power woman that if you have ever used the Business Plan Pro Live Plan, I'm bringing on the CEO of Palo Alto Software, Sabrina Parsons, her dad actually started the company, Tim Berry. She'll be back on the show. I had her on years ago. And so we're going to bring her back on. We're going to talk about what they're doing with the Business Plan Pro and where Live Plan is going for those that are wanting to really, really build a strong business plan for their business. And business plans are necessary. So anyone else who asks me, you know, is a business plan necessary? Yes, it's necessary. It's necessary. Ask your funders, and it depends on, and it's a roadmap. It's a roadmap to your success, to your, to where you're going. And, but that's another soapbox. So the America's richest self-made women, self-made, I really have a problem with the word self-made, because everyone's helping in some sort of way. You're putting a team together, or those that, that's willing to work with startups. Particularly in when you're starting that granular, we see the result of the hard work, the glamour, the lights, and that's great. I like the stories behind all of that. I like to know Oprah's story, and I like when Oprah Winfrey said, you know, everyone wants to ride with you in the limo, but no one wants to ride with you on the bus when the limo breaks down. And I'm the person who I like to ride on the bus, and I want to learn the story, because that story, ladies, could be anyone's story, could be your story, from ashes to, you know, billionaire, to everyone has a story. And so who's the self-made? Ooh, net worth. I got to go to commercial break. Rihanna Cosmetics and use it, $600 million. Let's go to a commercial break. When I come back, we'll talk about who else is on this list. AM 1220 KDOW Business and Network, Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's Business and Finance Leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
We are back. We are back. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Marco Jackson, Bay Area, iHeartRadio. We're back. Women who did not inherit their wealth on the 2020, this is actually the 2020 America's Richest Self-Made Forbes, Self-Made Women ranking. Forbes ranking of the country's most successful women entrepreneurs and executives. And this was published October 13, 2020 by Forbes. And this could be you. And I believe that whatever is in you to do and you're designed to do, I'm convinced that whatever age you are, you can achieve it. You can't complete your assignment, complete the design that's in you. Connect with the right people. You have to connect with people that know more than you. Not knowing everything is, no one's going to know everything. So before I went to commercial break, and we're talking about power women. Rihanna net worth $600 million. I love that. $600 million. That girl is going to be on the billionaires list. She knows it. I'm looking at this picture here of her. She's got that look like I'm not done yet. And she's $600 million. Kim Kardashian last year in 2020 was $600 million. And I'm going to double check on that right now for you. Because now, 2021, she is on that billionaires list. So Rihanna, we might be looking at her on that billionaires list in 2022, for sure. I'm sure she's gonna blast into that billionaires. Kim Kardashian was $780 million in the cosmetics and reality TV. So yes, and kudos. They are, and some might say, well, Kim Kardashian's dad was, you know, it's our responsibility as parents to help position our children to go further than us and to have legacies. So I have no problems with whatever they got, whatever you're getting. Meg Whitman, $5 billion, Meg Whitman. Everyone remembers Meg Whitman from eBay, and she is still at eBay. Did her run for presidency a while back there. But Meg Whitman, who are some other women on this list, just doing great things. See what Meg Whitman is doing. So she's, her real-time net worth is being published at $6 billion. So that's right now. When this was published last year, and I'm looking at, you know, she's up $115 million. That's a 1.94% increase on where she was last year. And so she's a CEO now of Quibi. So last year she was at, they still had her at eBay. So eBay, source of wealth, eBay, self-made. So that's not bad. Oprah, let's look at Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey is in the top 10 self-made billionaires. She is number 9. And as I recall, in 2001, I believe Oprah Winfrey, I had to go back and look, because she was hovering around $4 billion at the time. So some of her wealth has come down. But anytime you cross over the 1 million and 1 billionaire mark, I think you're all right. You're doing okay. She's 66 years old, looking great at 66. Black don't crack, just saying, don't get mad. I'm just saying, it's awesome, you know. So Oprah Winfrey, $2.6 billion. And right now she's at, real-time net worth is $2.7 billion. And so she has built a wonderful empire. And what's amazing is that she was told, you know, she was in the news, you know, industry. And they said, you are not made for television, because she got so emotional about the stories. And so she was told not to be, you know, or not, she was not a television person. And I guess whoever said that, I'm sure they never got hired at OWN. You know, so I'm just saying. So she proved them $2.6 billion, $2.7 billion on that. Got to go to a commercial break. AM 1220 KDOW Business and Management with Margaret Jackson, various business and finance leader. We got to go to a commercial.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, Small Business Concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, Women in Business Centerfold, Small Business Science Lab, Bridging the Gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
What? I love the Small Business Concierge segment of the show because it's all things small business, all things just, I just like it and it just sounds good. It's like my Shaft music. Shaft. What? If you're just tuning in, we are talking about power women. We're talking about, these are the women that own the world. What do I mean by that when I see it? I don't know what Forbes mean by it when they see it, but I mean, they are the women that are the world shakers, that are the influencers. Sheryl Sandberg, Facebook, $1.8 billion. And you're not different than them. Sheryl Sandberg is 51 years old. You're not different. You know, you want to reach for your stars. I like what Steve Jobs said. Steve Jobs says, you know, I just want to make a ding on the universe. And he did that. And you have all these women that are out there in the stratosphere making their ding on the universe. Make your ding on the universe. And it's not always about the millions and billions of dollars and stuff like that. If you get there, fantastic. I'm always going to keep going. And because money solves problems, you have solutions to things, and you can make a difference. My biggest thing when I did my first event, Power Women, Power Secrets. This is where this comes. This is like 2000. I did Power Women's Power Secrets in 2000. I want to say 12 or 13, first time I did it. And one of the things that I said is that I want to be an influencer. I want to influence. I don't want to be famous. I don't want like Hollywood stardom. That's not important to me. I want to influence because influencers, you're talking to your Congress, you're talking to and respected by your mayors and your council members and your county supervisors. And that's why as business owners and as women professionals is to get connected to your political fabric of where you're at. And you make a difference there. You let them know that you're in business. You let them know that you're doing something different. And they have all kinds of opportunities to participate on being on different types of boards and initiatives and associations. Make a difference. And you get connected to other women. I saw Madonna on this list. Madonna's at $550 million on the self-made. And I want to go back to the magazine. I really, when I did this analysis, I saw that we need something that we can talk about. This we can have story after story after story in an annual magazine that's all about women. We did our Power Women Power Secrets magazine this last year, and which was fantastic. We didn't do a whole magazine on women, but we did a in the women's section of the magazine. We had the Power Women Power Secrets, which was fantastic. People loved it. You know, we're a global magazine. We're on issue.com, so issue.com all over the world. And so having something like this for women to look at some of the analytics and data that's there and say, what do we really see with that information? And how do we compare with our male counterparts? We are better together and that balance, subduing the world together, right? It was never supposed to be about just men, the male men, subduing the world. It was about male and female subduing and multiplying and taking this world that we live in to its ultimate existence. You know, we don't have a utopian world. We'll never have a utopian world, but we belong at the table. And we're not here to, excuse me, sweetheart, can you get me your coffee? Those days are long gone. So those that have that mentality, we are not here to get your coffee. Get your own coffee. I'm just saying, don't get mad. Get your own coffee. I'll get my coffee, you get your coffee. Let's sit down at the boardroom table and let's make a difference. Let's make some changes. Celine Dion, I like Celine Dion. I really wanted to see her in Las Vegas. I never got the opportunity. I think she has a gorgeous, wonderful, wonderful, beautiful voice. $455 million. Beyoncé. Now Jay-Z is on the billionaires list for sure. Beyoncé Knowles, $420 million. Donna Karen, $450 million. Fashion industry. We like Donna Karen's products. On 59, ranking 59, Ellen DeGeneres, $370 million. TV, Daniel Steele. You know, when I was growing up, I used to read the Daniel Steele novels. $385 million. Book industries, Barbara Streisand. Names that we haven't really, Nora Roberts, you know, names that we haven't really heard of. You know, if you're not looking for them, looking for the stories, I'm looking for Taylor Swift on here. Kudos, Taylor Swift, 30 years old, music industry, $365 million. These are all women, ladies who are in different industries, finance industry, Sonia Garner's finance industry, 58 years old, personal finance, pharmaceuticals, payment softwares, technology. We've got to really bring some balance in that tech industry. SpaceX, I love that. Gwen Shotwell, 56 years old. Staffing industry, accessory industry. And so, love Vera Wang. She's number 76 on the list, fashion design. I love Vera Wang's fashion. And what am I saying is that here's my challenge to you ladies out there. Look at the list, look at the women's, and you can email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz and I'll send this list to you, self-made women. Look at the list and pencil yourself in where you want to come in at. Just pencil yourself in. I did that on the billionaires list back in 2001. I know exactly where I'm supposed to come in at. You just keep living and you just keep watching. I'm just saying, I'm not playing, I'm not kidding. And I'm connected with wonderful folks around me, people around me that is helping me get to my next level. You always got to have someone in front of you that knows more than you, that's been somewhere that you're trying to go. And there's nothing wrong with that. You can't get the help from someone who is behind you. It's impossible to go to these different levels. I've got to go. We're out of here. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson Beers, Business and Finance Leader. Hold on. We got one more segment and we're going to wrap up the show for tonight.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Thanks. We're back, bottom of our show. Just talking a little bit about the power women out there, self-made, what they've done. Could that be you? It could be you. I know that, I don't know what your situation is, but all I do know is that there's opportunities that if you can believe that and believe that you were born for greatness, then anything's possible. I remember Miles Monroe years ago said, if you're not familiar with who he is, Google him. Google him. Since there's a book in everyone. There's a book in everyone. You can write a book. You know, that might be all you need to do. So women are a force to be reckoned with. We belong at the table. We belong providing solutions. And we're going to see more and more women in the tech industry. We're going to see more diversity and people of color. And the world is diverse. I happened to be on a call, my headset keeps sliding here, that I had the honor to be on with live call with former President George W. Bush. He's a little bit of an artist. I didn't know that. He's an impressionist kind of an artist. But he likes painting immigrants. He said, immigrants. But he said something, this is what he said, wonderfully said and stated, that we live in a country of immigrants. We live in a country of immigrants. We all are. Except the indigenous people that were here. White, Black, Asian, Hispanics, Indians, from India. And I love that. And his point really was, you know, the possibilities in America, the things that we can do. It really is truly amazing. And you ladies, I want to encourage you that whatever is in you to do, do it. You know, go online and you know, for those that are listening on out there in your cars and all that, I'm actually live on Facebook as well, so you know. And I just did it. You know, I didn't prep for it. Sometimes you just have to do it. And I think that there's an importance of prepping and doing the granular work and making sure that everything, all the I's are dotted and T's crossed. But sometimes you just need to take a step of faith. And you need to know that I'm a cheerleader. I'm like your biggest cheerleader. You may not even know me, but I'm your biggest cheerleader. And I'm cheering for you. We need you to survive and thrive and know that these lists. And as I did this and I started the show with this analytical, this analysis I needed to do, and I saw these discrepancies between men and women, and we're there, but we're not there. We're 20% of the billionaires list. And we see things stated like the men who own the world, the men who built America. So now I'm going to go back because I really enjoy those shows. I want to go back and I says, who were the women that were building America? And we as Black people, as a Black culture, will say, you know, we and the Black community, the Black nation in this country has helped build this country. We all have these different parts and these different roles. And I want to see who were the women building America back then? The ones that, you know, I love telling the story of Biddy Mason, who was born a slave, who amassed $300 million worth of wealth, fought for her freedom, got her freedom, and died a wealthy entrepreneur, midwife, and real estate. She bought real estate. And in today's money, you know, she's a multimillionaire. And when we look at the hardships of what the generations that came before us, the women that came before us, the women that fought for the rights of the right to vote and rights to have some equalities in this country, we have a right to own the world, be the influencers of the world, all around the world. And this is not just about America. This is about every nation around the world. Women should not be oppressed. We should be supported in being a part of the human race in our position as a female, our role as a female, and I say this female, and you know, woman and mother, a teaching that I heard years ago, and I thought it was so wonderfully powerful, that you have these different ways of being. A man can be a husband, a father, and a ridiculously wonderfully successful businessman and be a billionaire. And women aren't often seen that way. And if there's a book that you ever want to read Play Like a Man and Win Like a Woman by Gail Evans. Fantastic book. I read it years ago. It's worth another read. But you are fantastic and wonderfully powerful. Be great on purpose, even if that's just in your community. I got to go. We are out of here for tonight. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, Money 2.0, Business on the Edge, AM 1220 KDOW, iHeart Radio. And we are Bay Area's business and finance leader.